Get ready for two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Dave Palumbo. Chris Aceto. RxMuscle.com presents Heavy Muscle Radio.
Watch out!
Welcome to another episode of Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo, and I'm here on the line with Chris the Technician Aceto. It is July 4th, 2011. It is the, I don't know how many hundreds of years it's been, but it is the birthday of the United States of America. Chris, what are you doing on this patriotic day?
Just spending time. You know, I was away for a while, so I'm unwinding from my Florida foray.
So, that's right, you were in Florida.
Yeah, I was down there for a while, so I'm back, and that's it, really. Just had a cookout today, and that's it. How about you?
Well, I am on vacation from my problems in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually flew into Denver, believe it or not, because mm-hmm. it was cheaper. I got a direct flight there on JetBlue. I paid for the extra legroom, and it was worth it because the plane was packed. So I made a very smart decision. I found out when it comes to airports, Chris, that you're better off not trying to save a few bucks, because whenever you do, you always pay big time.
I agree with you 100%.
So I always take the upgrade.
That's why I usually, a lot of times now, I just take the RX Muscle Jet.
What we do is we have this big magnet. We put it over the over Air Force One, and it says RX Muscle, and we borrow it for the weekend.
That's what we got to do, is put it, you know, head out to like one of these airports out in Long Island, and have like the little, you can get it from like Vista Print that people put on their cars, like, you know, plumbing, and or they put on it, you know, you just, it's like a magnet you put on the side of your vehicle. You can put on the side of like a jet. You can say RX Muscle, Heavy Muscle Radio, and it can have a headshot of me and you, and you know, we'll climb aboard.
I always wanted to get a big bus, tour bus, and just have us all on the tour bus going around the country from like state to state. You know, RX Muscle tour bus. I thought that would be cool.
It'd be like you know, Sarah Palin's listening tour, whatever she was doing out there.
That's right.
We can do a, you know, some type of me, you, and Jeff, and we can throw Aaron. We can get a huge like bus, like a rock and roll band, travel around the country. We'll end up at the Arnold Classic in March. How's that?
That's right. It would have to be probably more like a school bus that we paint, but you know, and we'd have to probably get like Diego to drive it or something like that. Diego, you in the house?
I will do it, no problem.
Oh, okay, good. You see, Diego will do it.
I'm a little sick though. My donkey gave me an infection.
Chris, you know what would be even funnier than having Diego drive the tour bus?
Oh, gosh. Who drive it?
Imagine if we could get Serge Nubre to drive the tour bus.
We would, you know what? If it was Serge Nubre, we would leave from New York with no rest whatsoever. And not only would we pass Columbus, we'd go out to L.A., and land in Columbus without him ever having to stop for anything. Marathon bus ride, like his marathon training system.
I guess we have to resurrect him first, though, right?
He had FST Infinity. You said it. You were the one who called it.
Did you tell me he used to take some kind of like stimulant before he would train?
Yeah, it was called Dinatel. And he told me, he said... because I trained with him before, and I trained with Gasparri before. Gasparri almost killed me in his heyday. I wonder if he remembers that. And I trained with Gasparri out in L.A., and, you know, Gasparri didn't need a guru, and Gasparri didn't need a trainer. Gasparri didn't need nothing. He didn't need a spotter, and he needed a training partner for a couple of days. So I said, oh, yeah, I'll train with you. And he did a lot of sets, surprisingly, actually, with a lot of weight. And he did a double split. He trained in the morning, came back in the afternoon, you know, like, you know, one body part in the morning, one in the afternoon. But anyways.
Splits, yeah. He used to do double splits all the time.
He had double splits. So he stayed lean. You know, he'd do a little bit of cardio. And
yeah, so he probably burned a million calories because he was doing two workouts a day. And then he also, in addition to that, was doing very long workouts. So.
Yeah, and he was the first bodybuilder I met, really. Actually, seriously, it was 87, outside of myself and a few other people who measured everything. food that he ate.
Yeah.
And you know, he was very in tune with having enough energy, having enough carbs, even though, you know, he wasn't on a low carb, wasn't on a high carb diet. But in the context of how much training he did, it was a lower carb diet, you know, because you're burning through a lot. But, you know, he fried me, but in a different way, Serge could just, I mean, it wasn't even fry, he'd just nuke you. You know, you think, okay, the workout's got to be done by now. And he's just getting going.
If Serge Oubre would have cut his volume back, you think he would have been a bigger bodybuilder?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know the testament to that, Dave, is? I don't know if you've ever seen the picture. I should try to fish it out and post it on RX. He was getting ready for the 75. What was the Pump and Iron Mr. Olympia?
75, I think it was, right?
75. He was not supposed to do it. For some reason, he got down there like 3 days before, and they said, "Serge, you wanted to do the show." He had a conflict with someone, and he had stopped training. And anyways, he has some photos he had showed me that his rebound after that show, you know, where he was just eating and just training a little bit, which was a lot still for most people.
Looked better.
Oh gosh, he was so gnarly for the time. Yeah,
I always felt bad for Lou Ferrigno. The whole movie was built up between Arnold and Ferrigno, and they get down there. You know, his father Matty's trying to psych him up and everything like that. And there's three guys in the Olympia, three, and Lou comes in third.
Yeah, that's right.
Serge had been training for 2 weeks, you know, for the show. He beat poor Louie.
Yeah. So anyway, the. You know, it's late, so my mind is like at 50% capacity. The Serge story is he had a pill. He said it'll kill your appetite and give you tons of energy. And I was saying, you know, God, that's the greatest invention ever. You know, I never used it, but he told me about it. I guess it was called Dinatel.
It's called crystal meth.
What was that,
Serge?
It's called cyanide in English. Instant death.
So that's what might have killed Serge. Maybe he died from that pill, Chris. He's talking from the grave now.
I don't know, but his workouts were you know, people say, "Oh, so and so's workouts are legendary." I say, "Okay, yeah, sure, right." If volume is your thing, if you think you do a lot of volume, You can only put it in perspective and you know, match it up against Serge, and you know, okay, you don't really do a lot of volume.
Well, this is the second conversation we've had about this, so you obviously were very impressed by the amount of volume that Serge.
Well, I was either impressed or, you know, I was. It's shocking, you know, that a guy can go through it, yeah, and then come back the next day and do it all over again.
Well, he conditioned his body to do it, obviously. As I was saying, I'm down here in Denver. I flew into Denver, and I figured I might as well stop at Dylan Arbor's gym, Arbor's Pro Gym, because, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about it. Dylan's always telling me, you know, if I'm ever in town, to stop by. And we do a lot of some training videos out of that gym because he's got a lot of pro people. There's a lot of pros out of that gym. His ex-wife, obviously, and a lot of figure and bikini pros. So I stopped by, and I didn't announce myself because for some reason Dylan changed his phone number, which is a whole other conversation we can go into as to why people don't keep the same cell phone number, which I've had the same cell phone number since 1992 when they first invented cell phones. But these guys tend to change their cell phone numbers a lot. So I didn't get to call him, but I went in there, and he was actually in the gym, and we took some pictures. He gave me some shirts. Beautiful gym, real hardcore. It's one of the throwback gyms where, you know, it's just you got all the old pictures on the wall, like Rachel McLeish and Corey and, you know, and Haney. And the atmosphere is just like you want to train, you know. So from what I'm understanding is that Hani Rambod was in the gym a couple days prior to me getting there. And he had one of his FST training sessions he was doing with, I guess, he's working with Steve Kuklo now.
Yeah, Steve, yeah.
So Steve Kuklo is, I guess, there with Phil Heath, because that's Phil Heath's home gym.
Yeah.
And they were doing some training. So, you know, I can see it's, you know, it's weird because you don't think Colorado, Denver is a big bodybuilding capital, but it's a little bit of a stronghold. I guess all the bodybuilders in the area know where, that this is the place to go, and they all, like, flock there. So I was 3 days short of catching an exclusive on the Hani Rambod training seminar that he was holding there.
Is MD covering it? Flex covering it?
No, I think it was just for his website, his FST7 website. You seem very under enthusiastic about what I'm telling you.
About FST or about Denver?
About the whole episode. I thought you would be like, wow, that's great.
Whoa, wow, I wish I was there too. Sorry.
Well, I'll skip.
I'm sunstroke from being. What it is my excuse is that I had melanoma.
Yeah.
And yet I'm down in Miami, so I have to put on I'm just sensitive to the sun, and I was out in the sun a lot, and it just drained the hell out of me, and but I'm melanoma free. But anyways, I was in Miami for 2 weeks.
What, you in the sun?
Just the heat, the sun. I can go out in the sun, but I have to put on like sunblock 50 and you have to cake it on. But it's still, even though it blocks the sun rays, it still drains you, you know?
Yeah.
So I went down as white as I came back.
You should be on that melanotan stuff, maybe. So you can.
What is that?
It's a drug they use in Europe. Maybe that's what Serge Nubre was using, but. It's an injectable drug that causes your melanocytes to produce melanin, so it'll make your skin darker, but
darken you up.
You don't have to worry about the exposure to the sun.
Yeah, I can just do dream tan 365 days a year.
That's true, you can do that, but the judges don't like that, so you might get penalized if you come into a show with that.
I'll do Jantana then, a pro tan or Dioderm. Do you know what Dave? You know what Dioderm is? People don't even know what it is, right?
Dioderm was before Protan, and that's Bob Grushkin days, right?
That's right. It was like a little greenish hue to it, but it really stained your skin, right?
When I was competing, like in the late 90s and early 2000s, like supposedly the magic potion was if you can get your hands on a bottle of old Dioderm and you can mix it with the Protan, like 50-50, supposedly like the winning formula, the winning color, that. And then
it is true. Who gave you that, Doug Wentz? Who gave you that formula?
Yeah, that was a Dougie Wentz formula. Was that a Grushkin original?
Yes, it is. Of course, everything. I always tell Bob, everything's original from you, Bob. That I stole from you, and I make my own. From canning to diets to training, you name it.
I know Grushkin used to put the Protan on because Doug Wentz tried to tell me this with the sponge, right?
Yeah.
He would get like a kitchen sponge and put it on with, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I like to use the brush that was in there. I really liked the brush it came with, but nowadays I tell these guys, you're crazy if you don't go get spray tan for 10 minutes, with the new technology now, because the pro tanning process is like 10, it's like 100 hours of time.
I know.
The last 3 days before a show. It's brutal. And you got to stand and let the shit dry. I think it's if anyone listening out there, get sprayed by Jantana, get sprayed by, the liquid sun rays or get sprayed by anyone. If you can get away with it, it's worth the money. Believe me, it's like the upgrade at the airport. Always go for the upgrade. It's worth the extra $40. It's worth $100 to get spray tanned, without a doubt. Trust me.
So tell us more about Colorado. So
I went to Colorado Springs after Denver,
which is what? That's the Olympic training.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I haven't seen any Olympic trainers yet, but I am in Olympic training village here area. I actually went for a massage. I went to Indian Creek Spa. To get a little R&R, and I got a massage there, and I was soaking in the mineral. They have like these mineral waters that piped up from the deep into the center of the earth there, mm-hmm. And they're hot. And it's, I guess, you just bathe in them, and supposedly your body soaks up all these minerals. It's supposed to be good for you. I don't know if it is or not. I got a pretty good massage though there. But yeah, have you ever got a massage?
Yeah. I've got I can put a plug in right now. I've gotten massages, but I have a bad back, and it causes bad headaches. And I've been having headaches for 6 months. Why I never had it taken care of? Because I don't even have the time to you know, pay attention to stuff like that sometimes. You know, I should. It sounds ridiculous. I don't have the, you know, it's just not on my priority list. So Derek Farnsworth. Kasparian almost killed me in the gym. Serge Newberry almost killed me in the gym. But Derek Farnsworth almost killed me on the massage table.
Oh, he's a masseuse?
Oh, if you want to call it that.
He brutalized you?
Brutal, but I'm talking for weeks on end, all my headache problems, all my upper traps and low back problems went away from one hardcore session with him. He's really, you know, he's one of these guys who's a massage therapist, but, you know, because he's a bodybuilder, he knows bodies. So
yeah, it's always good to
grind out all kinds of, you know, he can find stuff on your, you know, that you think, you know, that you wouldn't even know hurts in your shoulders and your, you know, triceps and your tendons. He's really good.
Well, I had before I went away, and this is going to be on you'll be able to see it on this new reality show we're doing about my life that we've been putting on the site. In the second episode, I got a couple different massages. This was back in New York, though, from Rosetta Mortati, and she did an hour and a half massage on my face and neck.
Oh, that must have been great.
I never had my face massaged. I was felt like I was on heroin for 3 days afterward. Now, speaking of feeling like I was on heroin, I thought I was still experiencing the high from that massage when I got to Colorado. What I figured out after about 3 days, and I figured this out in the gym. I was in the gym in Colorado Springs, a Flex gym here, which is the gym that Andy Hammond trains at. Now, unfortunately, Andy Hammond got stuck in Washington, D.C. for 2 days. For some reason, they couldn't fly him to Colorado from Washington, D.C. because of equipment failure, but they were able to fly him to California for his appearance. Don't ask. So I'm in Andy Hammond's gym, and I'm actually talking to Andy Hammond's training partner. And he said to me, "Hey, how are you doing in the altitude here?"
Oh, and I said,
"I'm doing great." I said, "I don't feel anything." And then I realized I've almost passed out about 15 times since I've been here, and I've been walking around like in a daze. And then I said, "Holy shit, no, I'm not doing great. I've been really lightheaded." And then it hit me, you know, when you Colorado, especially Denver, is a mile up in the air. So the air is thinner. There's less oxygen in the air. And it's much harder to breathe here. But if you don't realize it, you know, you can just walk around thinking you're lightheaded all the time, or that you have low blood pressure, or that your blood sugar is low. I've been eating like a maniac, thinking that my blood sugar was low for 2 days, and then I finally realized what the deal was. So there's definitely something to the whole. Maybe that's how Phil Heath looks so crazy. Maybe it's
It's like Mother Nature's EPO.
Yeah, because your body will produce extra red blood cells.
That's right,
because of the oxygen debt. What I'm looking forward to is I want to see how I feel when I go back to altitude, you know, back to sea level, because Long Island is about as sea level as you get. I want to see if I have any performance increases, specifically sexual performance increases. That's what I'm interested in nowadays.
Well, that would be my life, like, you know, the pay-per-view.
Now, my question about massages was that I kind of get distracted a little bit. When you're on the massage table getting massaged, what do you do if you got a fart? What's the proper liquid?
I don't know. Is Serge around still?
Serge?
No.
Serge just lets him rip. That's what he does.
What do you do?
Yeah, one go, or do you have to try to hold it in, or?
No, you're there for your, you know, self-indulgence. I mean, and it's expensive enough, right?
Yeah, see, you should just let it go.
Yeah, you just got to let it go. It may cause, you know, who knows? May kill the session, may cause, you know, trying to hold it back may cause, you know, something to spasm.
You could strain something, right?
Yeah, that's right. You could.
The air, excuse me. The air from your asshole is like incense for the bodybuilder.
And I hear it helps you get through a good 4 or 5 hour workout too if you sniff one of those.
60 cents for the back only.
Because you know what Serge said? He said he told me that Michelangelo, because you know he's the original, Who's the guy who got third in the 202s at the New York Pearl, the human statue?
Da Vinci?
No, the 202.
Marvin Ward.
Marvin Ward. Okay. Yeah. Serge told me that he considers himself art. And he told me that Michelangelo didn't paint the Sistine Chapel with one paintbrush. He used big brushes and little brushes and brushes with, long brushes and short brushes. So when it comes to training, let's say back, he made the point where, you got to do bent over rows this way and this way and wide and narrow and pull downs this way, a thousand different exercises he could come up with just to train back.
And what is that?
Now, the bodybuilder today use 5 different palettes. 27 gauge, 29 gauge, 18 gauge, 22 gauge, and 25.
I'm still trying to figure out what you just told me, Chris, has to do with farting on the massage table, but I thought there would be some connection.
I don't know how we get to that. So I don't know how my brain went to 1,000 different paintbrushes.
I want to ask Chris, you and Serge, your opinion on what this last topic. Then we're going to go to commercial break, and then we're going to come back. And I have a very good guru Q&A topic for today. But what do you guys think about, number one, Arnold and Maria now are officially getting divorced. Maria wants the divorce. And from what I read, and I'm sure you probably read this too, Chris, because you like to keep up in the news, their combined net worth is $400 million. They say Arnold is worth $300 million and Maria is worth $100 million. And because they have no prenuptial agreement, I guess it's common law, and I guess they'll have to go 50-50 on the split there.
Yeah.
My question is, where the frick did Maria get $100 million from?
I thought she, I thought my understanding was she inherited a lot of money. What was the Kennedys' original source of income?
Moonshine, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, right. Of course. I knew you'd know the answer. It was moonshine.
Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger, wasn't he?
Yes, big one. So, it's easy if you have a lot of money tax free from the beginning to parlay it into, clean money thereafter.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that in 1920, when they outlawed alcohol, there were people that were still making it, obviously. And if, yeah. I know, Jeff, I know you like to watch the Boardwalk Empire like I do. And it's an HBO series about the Prohibition during that time and how they were still selling alcohol. And in Atlantic City, the alcohol never stopped flowing, evidently.
That's right. So she got her money, I guess, from inherit. I guess, she didn't get it from hosting TV shows, right? I mean, $100 million,
Arnold's got $300 million. Maria's got $100 million. Is it fair to 50-50? I think that's pretty fair, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I bet he thinks it's fair, too.
You think so?
Yeah, because of, yeah.
He's giving up more than she is. I mean.
Yeah, it's were you surprised when they were making it official?
No. I think she's got too much pride to stay.
Yeah.
Plus, he'll do it again.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. Or there may be someone else. What do you think?
Nah, I think that there's a lot other people that he's interested in. You know what happens? You grow apart. The kids have grown up. He's out of the governor's mansion. They probably would have done this way before. I think the kid he had with the other woman was just like the straw that broke the camel's back type of thing.
Yeah, I wish Oprah was still on, because I'd love to see Maria go on Oprah. It'd be like number one rated interview. I think it'd probably break the Michael Jackson interview when Oprah interviewed him in his heyday.
Now, let me ask Serge a question, because Serge knew Arnold personally, yes, obviously. Were you surprised, Serge, by the fact that Arnold was having infidelity was going on in that relationship?
Hey, Mr. Palumbo, you're a very funny man. In France, I once saw Arnold. I saw him with my own eyes. Have sex with 5 women in one time. He's not surprised that he's...
Isn't it true that you did some porno videos over there in France, Serge?
Another time. I have to explain this. I make love to a woman on scene, but not sex.
That's the answer. Jeff, where'd you meet Serge?
I met Serge. Oh, this is Jeff. No, I wish I met Serge. I never did. I was always a fan of his since Pumping Iron, but he started posting on a forum a few years ago, and I actually got in contact with him, and I told Dave the story. He said to me, you know, via email, I have someone that needs a job who's going to be an IFBB pro, and, you know, do you think you know anywhere in New York that would hire him? So I said the best thing he could do is probably go to a gym and try to get hired. So I gave him the Gold's Gym in Midtown Manhattan, and he told me, oh, his name Lionel Biecki. I was like, who the hell is this guy? And all of a sudden I see Lionel on stage.
But you, Chris, you're the one who said as soon as he got away from Serge, he put on 40 pounds of muscle.
I said anyone who trained with Serge, you, if you eat one meal a day and train with Serge, because that's the protocol. You eat one meal a day. It's usually a fairly large meal. And then you train, you know, shoulders, easy. You're talking minimum 40 sets. And some of those sets are extended sets. You know, they're drop sets or, right. You know, you it's like three sets in one. That's times
not
40.
It's
120 sets. So when you go back to doing, you know, normal workouts and eating four meals a day, you guarantee you're going to explode.
Yeah, just from the recovery. All right, guys, we got to go to commercial break. Let our sponsors be heard. When we come back, we're going to have our guru Q&A.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com. You are hardcore. That's why VPX Redline Ultra Hardcore is scientifically formulated with a patented tri-action liquid and micro-tab delivery system designed to deliver hardcore fat-burning actives into the body in as little as 45 seconds and lasts for hours. This makes Redline Ultra Hardcore the fastest-acting, strongest-stacking, longest-lasting fat burner ever assembled. You are hardcore. That's why you need Redline Ultra Hardcore. Visit VPXSports.com today for a free sample of Ultra Hardcore. Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now, highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread, RX Muscle approved. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. The Isolator is a unique device that allows you to target muscle groups like never before. Ever wanted to get that perfect contraction right at the belly of the muscle to stimulate new growth? The Isolator can do just that. Can't seem to bring up your chest or back? The Isolator will help you get those new muscle gains. The Isolator is hands-free, so your grip isn't affected. That means if you have any nagging injuries, such as joint or rotator cuff pain, or problems with your grip, then the Isolator will have you back in the gym today. The Isolator follows your natural range of motion without being locked into a machine or at the mercy of those old school hand grips and rigid pull down bars. That means you can still do bench presses, pull downs, rows, flies, and whatever other movement you normally do, but with greater stimulation and a lot less stress on your joints. To find out more about the Isolator, visit isolatorfitness.com. Check out the videos and see the Isolator in action. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. Visit isolatorfitness.com.
Shaker Pro has designed the most innovative shaker in the fitness and bodybuilding world. Shaker Pro is the only shaker where the powder and liquid are stored separately and mixed together at the exact moment you desire. Mixing occurs in the closed Shaker Pro system. That means no more mess, just a perfect shake guaranteed. Preparation takes place anytime, anywhere, in the car, at work, or in the locker room. No need to transport separate ingredients with you. The Shaker Pro is an all-in-one solution for everyone with an active lifestyle. The patented Shaker Pro chamber system guarantees that the mixing and blending of the ingredients will always produce a perfect shake every time. Simply twist, shake, and enjoy. Find out more about the Shaker Pro at 4sportlife.com. That's the number 4sportlife.com. From bikini to bodybuilding, CJ's Elite Custom Competition Suits is where the pros go. Founder and creator Cynthia James, known to the physique world as CJ, has been customizing suits for over 20 years with a unique combo of style, fit, and bling. CJ is the official suit creator for Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, and being an IFBB Pro official and NPC judge, CJ knows what it takes to present the perfect package on stage. CJ personally manufactures every suit she creates using only the highest quality Austrian-made Swarovski first-cut crystals for an unmatched stage presence. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, no two designs are ever alike. Check out all of CJ's suits at cynthia-james.com, where you'll also find her latest bikini division suit innovations. CJ's Elite Custom Suits are what the pros wear. Jay Cutler, Tangi Johnson, Ava Cowan, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Trish Warren, and many more all know that CJ's Elite is the only way to go when it comes to top quality and innovative suits that fit every time. What are you waiting for? Visit cynthia-james.com right now and check out the new men's physique division creations as well. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, it's where the pros go.
Hydrolyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydrolyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydrolyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydrolyze Ultra today. Visit HydrolyzeUltra.com. That's HydrolyzeUltra.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostain RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements. Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com. Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. Big tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RX Muscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes: Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com. Heavy Muscle Radio.
Welcome back to Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo on the line with Chris the Technician Aceto, Serge Noubre back from the grave, and Jeff the Producer is also hanging around there somewhere. And we were just talking a little bit about overtraining and Serge Noubre and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all kinds of great things like that. Now, what would be the 4th of July, Chris, if we didn't mention some of the foods that are eaten on the 4th of July? And so the topic of the Guru Q&A this week is going to be, what are unhealthy foods for bodybuilders to be eating, and probably just for people in general to be eating? But before we get to that, you had mentioned something on the break about the economic crisis in Florida. You know, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people have been asking, telling me that it's, if you have a few bucks in the bank, it's a good investment to buy some property in Florida because it's still very cheap. Is that still the case?
Yeah. I mean, I was down there actually. I have a partner. He's not a partner. It's a guy who has a couple partners, and they buy foreclosures in Florida. And when I go down, sometimes I'll look for them. You know, it's fun for me, and they pay me a little bit of money to go out and look for them. And if they buy something, they'll give me like 0.5%, 1% of what they pay. If it works, meaning if they can rent it out and hold it for a couple of years, and you know, if it makes sense. But right. The answer is absolutely yes. The answer is absolutely yes. But the problem with Florida right now is a lot of the stuff is foreclosures, and you can't finance a foreclosure in Florida generally, you know, because you got to pay all cash. So which just whacks what the real price should be even lower. So you know, you can find these deals.
Well, you know, Chris, not to interrupt you, but I was talking, you remember Rick Schaff, who was a photographer?
Yeah, right? Yes.
He lived in Manhattan Beach, right by the water there, on the water, I think he lived. Beautiful house. It was cost him a fortune. He probably had a big mortgage on it. And for years, and I never thought Rick would ever leave California. When I was in Tampa last week, he was out there, and I said, "What are you doing out here?" He's like, "I moved here." I said, "Why'd you move here?" He's like, "Because I have a humongous house on the water. The water is my backyard. It's like a mansion, and I own it outright. I don't owe any money on it." He's like, "I sold my house in California and moved out here because I got such a great deal on it." So evidently, you know, there is deals there. Like you said, if you have the cash to pay for it.
Yeah, even the short sales you can't finance. You got to, you know, essentially, you know, pay cash. So it's a cash market, and it's shocking. It's still shocking, as bad as the economy is, that the total, you know, you talk to a broker down there and they're busy. They got lists of people who can plunk down, you know, anywhere from 150 to 650 in cash. You know, a lot of the buyers right now are foreign because the American dollar is weak. So that takes like the Brazilian money is, you know, there's a lot of Brazilians buying stuff down there. It's a lot of people from Europe buying stuff, people from Russia buying stuff because the American dollar is so weak right now. Miami's cheap and people see Miami as, I mean, the city's not going away. You know, now, they may have had a bubble.
What were you telling me? Michael Jackson's pool boy or something like that?
The guy who used to run Neverland Ranch cleans my condo unit there.
So the guy who used to run the entire Michael Jackson estate is what you're saying?
Yes. the entire estate now is cleans my unit. So
he's not even the cabana boy. He is the house cleaner, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, he cleans my unit. Like if I rent it and somebody, you know, leaves, he'll clean it. And he used to be the most trusted guy to watch Michael Jackson's house 24/7, from security to the animals to greeting all the people who used to come over. I'm trying to get the stories out.
Can you get an exclusive interview with him to see if we can ask him if Michael fondled any young boys' genitals there?
You know, I kind of like hinted to that, you know, because I didn't want to, you know, I don't know him well. And he's a friend of I know his brother. That's how I met him, the guy cleaning. But he did tell he said he never saw anything.
No,
you know, and he kind of defends Michael Jackson. You know, he doesn't come right out and say, but you know, he just says I never and people never saw anything. He said, but you know, the lifestyle was, you know, a different lifestyle. He told me about last time I saw him, which was maybe 6-7 days ago. He told me about the guy, the shortest guy in the world, was a host for a couple weeks there. The guy 2 feet tall. He just recently died.
Oh yeah. Michael Jackson liked all those freaky guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He was a freak. Yeah, and he was 2 feet tall, and he smoked 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day,
which is probably like 4 to 8 packs a day for a guy his size, right?
Yeah, and I don't know how old he was when he died, but I saw that on Yahoo News. But he was.
It amazes me that people still smoke today, knowing that how terrible it is for you. You know, it's like you're just sucking in poison, basically. I mean, it's like there's so many better ways to poison yourself and more fun ways than smoking cigarettes. I don't know why people do it.
Well, you know, my friend just told me the other day, who's a stockbroker, he just said, hey, you know, you should buy Altria stock. And I said, why? You know, why? Isn't that the cigarette, you know, company? And, you know, they make all the cigarettes. He said, yeah. He said, nobody's smoking in the States anymore compared to, like, all the developing countries in Asia and Indonesia and India.
Selling it over there now? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah. He said, this people are smoking like crazy. He said, we've cleaned ourselves up. Nobody's smoking here. We're just killing ourselves, eating ourselves to death.
Right. So in other words, we'll kill the rest of the world with the cigarettes. So this way we don't lose any money.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of eating ourselves to death, Dave, when you were little, going to the beach, do you remember, were there weren't fat kids around, right?
Well, there always were a couple.
I mean, they're fat kids, but didn't you see like a lot of kids, like, you know.
There weren't fat kids like today that are on like insulin already, you know, because they're so fat. They have high blood sugar at fucking 6 years old, I know.
I'm telling you, I was on the beach the other day and it was just, I mean, it was mind-boggling how infrequently you find a little kid, like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, just like a bone freak, you know, just really lean and you know, active looking, or just lean and skinny, you know, like that kid's active. He must burn everything off.
Sure. It's that was me on the beach when I was a kid. My father used to make these tuna sandwiches on bagels. And he used to wrap them in aluminum foil, I remember. And we put them in this big cooler. My father would bring so much shit to the beach with us. We'd have to bring like reinforcements to help carry all the food and stuff and drinks. We could stay there for fucking 8 hours with all the food he brought. He would pack, and he would never go to like the bagel store to do it, like, cause he'd have to do it himself because they wouldn't put enough tuna on there, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it would take him like, it was like 6 hours of preparation the day before, like, so that we can go to the beach. And then invariably my sister and I would misbehave, and then he would tell us we're never going again, you know, one of those deals. And then we wouldn't go to the beach for another 4 years after that, you know. So
they used to pose on the stage, they stopped it at an odd age. They now are called the wise sage, the guru Q&A. They work on a computer and deal with all the lunars. They are a bunch of crooners, the guru Q&A.
Apropos of the 4th of July, our guru Q&A segment this week should be, what are unhealthy foods that should not be? These are like the, I call them the devil foods.
Well,
I think a well-known United States of America tradition on 4th of July is to eat hot dogs. Now, are you a hot dog eater? Were you a hot dog eater?
No, I hate hot dogs that, you know, they're filled with, did you post that article? They're filled with nitrates, which cause colon cancer and you know, is like you know, is like food for cancers.
That's the number one food on the one of the most unhealthiest foods. Foods that contain nitrites. Now, hot dogs happen to be one of them. You're right. They're preservatives.
And the anything charcoal grilled is filled with cancer causing agents.
Yes, that's my second. That's my actually number five on the list was the char boiled or char burned meats. My dad used to love it. I always hated. I intuitively knew it wasn't good for you. I always hated the barbecued blackened, you know, foods. My dad would like, I'd scrape the black shit off. He'd eat it. He'd eat just the black stuff. I've never seen any. He'd be like, are you eating that? I'm like, Dad, it's charcoal.
It's burnt nothing. Yeah, it's just.
He'd like sprinkle it on his food like it was salt or something or pepper. I've never seen anything like it. He would eat my gristle and he would eat my charring. And he wants to know why he needed a triple bypass.
David, it tastes fantastic.
That's exactly how he sounds. Now I yell at him. He listens to me a little bit now about eating. But yeah, he used to eat the charring. But you're right. The charring is terrible. It does cause cancer, too. Stay away from that. I highly recommend. But the hot dog. Let's talk about this hot dog, first of all. First of all, Serge Dubre, I want to ask you a question about hot dog. What is the difference between a hot dog and a Frankfurter?
A Frankfurter is about 1 foot. This is your answer.
Oh, I didn't know the word Frank meant 12 inches.
No, foot, my friend. Maybe in America, this metric system does not convert too well.
Do you know what's in a hot dog, Chris? You have any idea?
Yeah, I read, you know, when I was in college, I read the Sinclair, who's a big researcher United States came up with the food. The FDA was born out of, I think, was it Upton Sinclair?
I don't know.
Sinclair did a big expose way back, I don't know, 20s, the 30s, on how hot dogs were made. And back in the day, they would take, you know, a huge vat of, and this is true, of any and every type of byproduct, you know, the meat, the bones, the pork, the pig, And yes, rats would fall, you know, because there were, you know, no regulations in any type of
potpourri. It was potpourri.
Yes, rats would fall into the mix and they'd grind that up and everything else. And then when I read that in college, I said, okay, that's it. I've never eaten another hot dog.
I caught my dad eating a hot dog the other day. I'm like, where did you get these? So you had an urge. I had one of my friends buy a pack of hot dogs.
Well, they gotta lie on the label. You've seen those labels with like 80 calories and, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's 80 calories. It's like a 1 ounce like hot dog, yeah, and it's got 80 calories. First of all, it does. You know, you and I both know a calorie means nothing. It's the composition of the calories that are important. So it could have 80 calories, but it's got the worst 80 calories that you could possibly put into a food. I don't even think a hot dog even should be considered a food by the FDA. It should be considered like something else. I don't know, like a piece of vinyl.
Other
spam.
Spam
it's probably, I mean, I can't even imagine how many. Well, it's like the summer kids fun food in Miami, I guess. That's why I see the result of
think about this
all summer.
Think about this, guys. We're just discussing how disgusting a hot dog is and how poisonous it is. Every 4th of July, Nathan's has the, as we know, the hot dog eating competition where they
in Brooklyn
bunch of maniacs in Coney Island try to eat as many hot dogs as they can in what, about 7 or 10 minutes or something like they got. Now the record is something like 57 or 58 hot dogs. Can you imagine the toxic load on your body if you ate 58 hot dogs?
It's in what's the time frame?
It's like, what is it, Jeff? Like 10 minutes?
I don't even remember, but like, I think it's like 10 minutes. But that guy Kobayashi did it for years.
Yeah, he did. But Joey Chestnut is the reigning champion.
Right.
And but I'm just saying the toxic load in that many hot dogs being consumed in such a short period of time. Talk about headaches, Chris. Imagine the headache you get from that.
The Asian guy stayed lean. So you know what? His cholesterol never even went up from eating blood pressure or anything else.
Talk about the toxic load, those hot dogs. It's got to be overwhelming.
What's worse, eating 58 hot dogs or smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day?
I think the 58 hot dogs might win.
Yeah, it may be. You're probably right.
You're gonna have to go to Tony.
Dave, maybe on the next. a TV show. We should do a contest and have like Magnus eat like 100 hot dogs and then do a blood test.
Yeah, we should blood test. You know, but what's worse though, Chris? 58 hot dogs or tuna steaks? The mercury content in tuna steaks.
Oh gosh, tell me about it. Is that one of the 4th of July foods to avoid? So what is it?
No, it's hot dog? But I'm afraid. I got to be honest with you. I'm afraid to get my mercury levels checked. Everyone I know gets them checked. Who eats sushi and stuff like that has high mercury. I don't want to know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm afraid, and I eat a lot of tuna packets too because I'm lazy.
Why is it that the tuna is so high in mercury? Because it permeates the fish in the ocean.
No, the cold water fish, first of all, live a long time and they're very big, but they eat other fish who eat other fish who eat other fish. So the mercury levels accumulate in their system. Whereas the smaller fishes that don't get that big and they don't live that long, they don't accumulate that many toxins. So if you eat like, you know, a fluke or flounder or the smaller fishes like that, they really have insignificant amounts of impurities in their body.
Didn't you get to, you're old enough to know, didn't you in like elementary school, you get to play with mercury? Wouldn't they hand you some of that like liquid?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they didn't know that it was toxic back then, Rob.
Yeah, between rolling it around, you know, I'm 44, so I went to elementary school where you'd gnaw at the lead, genuine lead based. It was a lead pencil. You'd have asbestos in the air ducts blowing, you know, cool air into the classroom. There was lead paint on the walls. And when it came to science class, you get to play with, with mercury, which was the oddest feeling. It was like a liquid that you could hold in your hand, like from like a science fiction movie, right?
Yeah.
You could hold it in your hand and it wouldn't make your hand wet, even though it looked like a ball of water.
That's right. It's just slowly killing you, that's all.
Just absorbed your skin probably and toxified you.
So I don't eat much sushi, but I'm probably filled with lead, asbestos, and mercury from growing up in the, you know, early 70s.
Imagine Tony Freeman's solution to this problem would be to get a colonic, you know.
Coffee colonic? Did he get a coffee colonic or...
That's Eli Blahut believes in coffee enemas. Tony Freeman believes in the colonic, where they actually shove the tube up your ass and they pump, you know, water up there and other stuff, and they suck it out again. You know,
no, because coffee colonics are big in the when people get melanoma, they look on the internet for any possible solution,
right?
And anything.
Did you try them?
No, but I looked, you know, coffee colonics were.
Eli Blahut, he talked about it on the show a couple of weeks back. Now, let's get back to the unhealthy foods. So we listed nitrites,
which
are good. We talked about barbecuing foods, to charring them. That's no good. Obviously, we've talked about ad infinitum, high fructose corn syrup being poisonous in the food supply.
Which they're not calling it are they calling it high fructose corn syrup anymore? They're trying to change the name, the industry.
Yeah, they're changing it because it's got this really bad name, but it's the same crap. What are they calling it now?
Just like sugar is whatever they're calling it, just like sugar.
They go corn or they call it like corn sugar or something like that.
No, something more benign than that.
You're right, Dave. It's called corn sugar now.
Yeah, oh, is it? That's what I thought. Yep. Because they figure people think corn is healthy, you know, so it's the fructose word that it's bad. So they're taking that out of it.
So high fructose corn syrup, hot dogs, nitrates.
Here's another one I'm going to hit you with. Smoked foods.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible.
Bad for you.
Yeah. They're like the fish. They're like the big fish. You know, like you just explained, the fish eating the small fish, eating the fish, living a long time. And, you know, the mercury builds up. You smoke a meat and then eat it. It's like smoking yourself.
I don't know. I think it builds up nitrites also. There's something with the smoking process. And you know what the funny thing is? And I'm not trying to brag here or anything like that. Intuitively, I never liked smoked foods. I never really was a hot dog fanatic. I don't char my meats. I never really was a big fructose addict either, luckily. But, you know, I think all kids drink soda. But when we drank soda as a kid, it had sugar cane. It didn't have high fructose corn syrup. So it probably wasn't as bad as the sugar drinks today.
And explain what the difference is between sugarcane and high fructose corn syrup.
Well, sugar cane is grown in, you know, is a sugar cane. It's grown in the ground. They chop it up, and it's direct sugar. High fructose corn syrup is they take the sugar from the corn and then they refine it and like they concentrate it. It's called high fructose corn syrup. It's a much greater amount of fructose per volume than it would, you would naturally find in nature. They're not just squeezing the sugar out of corn. They're concentrating it. And I guess in doing so, it has a terrible effect on the body's metabolism. Connolly likened it to putting poison into the well. You poison the whole community. People being poisoned by high fructose corn syrup, they don't even know it. But probably one of the things that the only one, I have to commend the government on this one, trans fats, which are polyunsaturated fats that have been altered to a different isometric configuration, in that a configuration that the body can't utilize properly. And because of that, it causes cells to not function properly, to lose their rigidity, to lose their fluidity, blood vessels get stiff, and all kinds of problems arise. They actually limited the use of that, and they have to put that on the label. And it's become such a curse word, supposedly, in nutrition, that I think a lot of companies have steered away from using trans fats in their food. And that's the only applaud I'm going to give the Food and Drug Administration. I guess there was real no money in trans fats. That's why they let it go.
Yeah. That's trans fats. Trans fats. They were promoted. You know what? At one point, they weren't they? They were advertised as the healthy fat, I believe, when they first came out.
Trans fats make polyunsaturated fats more stable, so they can use them in cooking. So when you see anything that says hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated,
that gives it a long shelf life.
What they do is exactly, and it preserves things better. But it's creating a fat that appears to look like a regular polyunsaturated fat and tastes like one, but the body can't utilize it properly. So when it incorporates these fats into the cell membranes, because as we know, all the cell membranes in the body are made up of these essential fats. When it uses these incorrect fats, these trans fats, instead of the correct configuration, or cis fats as they're known, the cell loses its integrity. It doesn't function like it normally should. The membranes can't pass products back and forth. They're not flexible. And unfortunately, cancer can develop, and advanced aging. The worst thing for wrinkles on your face is eat trans fats, and you'll watch the wrinkles accumulate even faster than you normally would. So there's something to it. So, you know, to rehash for the guru Q&A, the worst foods that you can eat, anything containing nitrites, hot dogs probably being number one on the list, smoked foods, you know, I know a lot of people like smoked salmon, bad for you. Barbecuing your food to the point where it chars it, no good. High fructose corn syrup and trans fats. And that's really it. And, you know, before we go to commercial break, Chris, I want to bring up one more story on this 4th of July. A woman was, I don't know if you sent me this or someone else sent me this, one of our listeners, in Chicago, a woman was arrested with disorderly conduct. She is Stephanie Robinette, 30 years old. When they tried to arrest her and cuff her, she sprayed the officers with breast milk. I guess she was lactating or had the ability to lactate. Is this what's this world coming to, Chris? Please tell me.
Well, if she's got HIV, then it's probably, you know,
it's assault.
You know, if she's got HIV or if she's got bed bugs sitting on her breast, then it's, you know, it's probably just as bad as HIV.
That's assault with a deadly weapon, technically, if she's got HIV, right?
I don't know what it's coming to. You know, it's you tell me what it's coming to. Is that normal? I mean, that's, you know, how what it's coming to is, I just sighed when I heard you. I didn't hear that story, but when you just, you know, told it, it's like, yeah, whatever. You know, because it's almost, I mean, not that it's an everyday thing, but nothing surprises me anymore, right?
Well, Chris, I am going to go spray a little breast milk on my hot dog. go take a bathroom break, and when we come back, Aaron Chewbacca Singerman will be on the line.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com. You are hardcore. That's why VPX Redline Ultra Hardcore is scientifically formulated with a patented tri-action liquid and microtab delivery system designed to deliver hardcore fat-burning actives into the body in as little as 45 seconds and lasts for hours.
Labs. This makes Redline Ultra Hardcore the fastest acting, strongest stacking, longest lasting fat burner ever assembled. You are hardcore. That's why you need Redline Ultra Hardcore. Visit VPXSports.com today for a free sample of Ultra Hardcore. Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved.
Isolate and grow with the Isolator. The Isolator is a unique device that allows you to target muscle groups like never before. Ever wanted to get that perfect contraction right at the belly of the muscle to stimulate new growth? The Isolator can do just that. Can't seem to bring up your chest or back? The Isolator will help you get those new muscle gains. The Isolator is hands-free, so your grip isn't affected. That means if you have any nagging injuries, such as joint or rotator cuff pain, or problems with your grip, then the Isolator will have you back in the gym today. The Isolator follows your natural range of motion without being locked into a machine or at the mercy of those old school hand grips and rigid pull down bars. That means you can still do bench presses, pull downs, rows, flies, and whatever other movement you normally do, but with greater stimulation and a lot less stress on your joints. To find out more about the Isolator, visit isolatorfitness.com. Check out the videos and see the Isolator in action. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. Visit isolatorfitness.com.
Shaker Pro has designed the most innovative shaker in the fitness and bodybuilding world. Shaker Pro is the only shaker where the powder and liquid are stored separately and mixed together at the exact moment you desire. Mixing occurs in the closed Shaker Pro system. That means no more mess, just a perfect shake guaranteed. Preparation takes place anytime, anywhere, in the car, at work, or in the locker room. No need to transport separate ingredients with you. The Shaker Pro is an all-in-one solution for everyone with an active lifestyle. The patented Shaker Pro chamber system guarantees that the mixing and blending of the ingredients will always produce a perfect shake every time. Simply twist, shake, and enjoy. Find out more about the Shaker Pro at 4sportlife.com. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
From bikini to bodybuilding, CJ's Elite Custom Competition Suits is where the pros go. Founder and creator Cynthia James, known to the physique world as CJ, has been customizing suits for over 20 years with a unique combo of style, fit, and bling. CJ is the official suit creator for Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, and being an IFBB Pro official and NPC judge, CJ knows what it takes to present the perfect package on stage. CJ personally manufactures every suit she creates using only the highest quality Austrian-made Swarovski first-cut crystals for an unmatched stage presence. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, no two designs are ever alike. Check out all of CJ's suits at cynthia-james.com, where you'll also find her latest bikini division suit innovations. CJ's Elite Custom Suits are what the pros wear. Jay Cutler, Tanji Johnson, Ava Cowan, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Trish Warren, and many more all know that CJ's Elite is the only way to go when it comes to top quality and innovative suits that fit every time. What are you waiting for? Visit cynthia-james.com right now and check out the new men's physique division creations as well. CJ's Elite Custom Suits. It's where the pros go.
Hydrolyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydrolyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydrolyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydrolyze Ultra today. Visit HydrolyzeUltra.com. That's HydrolyzeUltra.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostain RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements. Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com.
Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. Tee tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RXMuscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron
Sirens. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
All right, our next guest is no stranger to this show. He's been here innumerable times. I can't even remember how many times he's been here. He's back because he is going to be representing the IFBB Pro Bodybuilders at Bros vs. Pros 7 Deadlift Challenge that will be taking place at All Natural Gym in Lindenhurst, New York on Sunday, July 10th. He is the showstopper himself, Ben White. You there?
What's up, Dave? How you doing?
What'd you have? You, what'd you have? Your head underwater or something?
No, I couldn't breathe for a minute. But no, it's all good. What's up?
I hear you're doing some new breathing exercise. You hold your breath and stick your head under the bathtub, and then you see how long you can stay under there.
Yeah, it's a new cheat technique.
Cheat technique.
You look like a submarine going up under the water.
That's right. That's right. Now, you didn't have such a great run this year with contest placings. I know you got one more show you're going to be hitting before you call it a year. But we got you back here for this Bros vs. Pros Deadlift Challenge, and I'm doing something a little different this year. You're going to be representing the IFBB Pros against all the gym bros who want to come down and try to knock Ben White off, as usual. But a good friend of mine, Dave Watson, who's also a fellow IFBB Pro, he won the Masters Nationals last year, and he did the New York Pro with you this past year. He's been telling me, you know, I've been seeing he's a very good deadlifter, and I just don't think he ever, I always kid him because I don't think he has endurance, and he told me that he can do, he at the gym the other day did 20 reps, and he thinks he could take you in the deadlift. When he knew that I was getting you involved with this challenge, he wanted to challenge you too, so I have a little side bet going. It's going to be the showstopper Ben White against the old guy, 46-year-old Dave Watson, who's a local Long Island guy himself. Winner takes a very big bag home of Precision Peptides supplements. What do you think about that?
I mean, this sounds good to me because, I mean, he's not going to beat me anyway, so, I mean, there's no need for me to even get worried about him or be worried about him. It's going to be another guy talking smack and getting the ass handed to him at the end of the day.
Well, you know, these old-time bodybuilders, you know I trained with them. These guys have been deadlifting and squatting. I don't think Dave's missed a deadlift or squat workout for 30 years already.
I mean, 30 years, that's good. That's good and everything else. But, I mean, 30 years and doing reps with a weight is totally different.
You're right. It is. It's totally different. Now, a lot of people have been speculating that maybe the showstopper has gotten a little soft lately and maybe he's not training quite as hard. Is there any truth to that rumor?
I mean, maybe I got things going on in my life like everybody else, and I had to just reorganize and get myself together and prove to everybody on the 10th that I'm back and 100% and focused 100%.
Well, you like to be the underdog. It seems like you thrive almost under those conditions where you're kind of like already written off or counted out. You like to come back from those bad odds.
I like when people try to tell me what I can and cannot do. It's like somebody trying to stop my future. So when I upset them and they get upset and they got to go home and explain to them why I won, I mean, that's their fault.
So you welcome the competition. You never back down from it. I've never seen you back down from any competition.
I mean, well, why should I? I mean, there might be somebody better than me, but on this day, it's going to be my day. So Dave, he can go practice his old school lifting, but I'm just going to do, just like I said, one more rep to beat him.
Well, you know, that's obviously what everyone wants to see. They want to see if the old Ben White is still around. He's been kind of missing in action lately. Yeah, I hear you have a couple new impressions you do. Who's the newest bodybuilder that you impersonate?
I forgot.
Aaron Singerman told me you were doing some great impressions the other day.
I was doing great impressions, but I mean, it's not voices. It is the way they move and everything else. So if you got on Skype, maybe you can see it, but just visualize me doing this. Close your eyes, have some tea, and visualize me imitating Kai Greene.
All right.
Or imitating Jay Cutler, or imitating Ronnie Coleman.
That's who they said you did. They said you did a great Kai Greene.
Yeah, I did. I mean, because I mean, it's not really hard to do, but you have to see it to give it justice.
So there's a visual component of it. Then, in other words,
yeah, there's a visual part of it.
Okay, gotcha. Now, in addition to the deadlift, 405 for reps, which is what we usually do, which is obviously going to have a $2,000 first place prize, plus for the top three, there'll be Precision Peptides gift certificates, and then obviously in the Dave Watson Ben White showdown, there'll be another a big box of Precision Peptides stuff to take home, whoever wins that one. There's also going to be a 30,000 pound fire truck pull. Now, have you ever done any strongman type of events like that before?
I mean, I never did it, but I mean, being 2 weeks out, we'll see what happens. But in order, just like we did before, I mean, it should be no different. Also, we're going to see who can do the most weight there that day too.
Oh, you're going to go for the one rep max too. You're throwing your hat in the ring.
The one rep max.
All right. So you're all in then. Ben White is all in for the Bros vs. Pro 7 deadlift challenge.
If I recall, last time I did that, I won Tampa. So if I try to rethink this, if I do the same thing again, let's see if the same thing can happen in Hartford.
That's true. You are correct with that. I forgot all about that, and you did give a monumental effort there, and then you did win Hartford. Now, I never personally pulled a fire truck that weighed 30,000 pounds, but is that something that you would be willing to try at least?
Of course, as long as I'm hard to stand and I'm not going to slip or injure myself, of course I'll try.
All right. I'm interested. I want to see. Maybe you can go up against Aaron Singerman in the fire truck pull.
Oh, I'd definitely be there.
We can have like a special handicap match.
Actually, you can have somebody helping them, and I could beat both of them because Aaron will need help.
Well, Aaron will have his new girlfriend there, so maybe Aaron and his girlfriend could go against you. And
that's definitely. And the winner got it on by dinner. TV.
That's right. That's right. Now, Aaron is getting ready for a men's physique competition at the Branch Warren. How do you think he's going to do in that?
I mean, I don't really look at guys in underwear. So, I mean, I'm in folding trunks, not underwear. So, I mean, that's a whole different crowd right there.
Do you think that's embarrassing that Aaron is doing that? I'm a little embarrassed by it, I have to admit.
You can't think as a bodybuilder. I mean, of course, there's other activities that you can do to say you're part of the sport.
Well, he has Jewish legs. You know, the Jewish people don't have good legs. So this might be good for him because he gets to wear the board shorts. You know, and you don't really see the fact that he's got skinny legs.
Well, he can sit in a wheelchair and go across, can't he?
Maybe he can enter wheelchair bodybuilding. Usually what happens at these Bros versus Pros is Aaron goes up against the women, and he tries to be the best woman there because he's more competitive with them, I think.
He's trying to be the best woman. He's definitely acting the part now.
That's right. Now he's entering men's physique. Should I be worried about him?
I just
want
to let him step behind me, just on the side.
I got you. All right, I got you. Let me ask you a question. You were the defending Tampa Pro champion from last year. Did you look at the pictures online of the new guy, Marius Adone?
Yeah, he's from South Africa, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I looked at him. He looked great.
Yeah, what did you think? You liked his physique?
I like that. I mean, he had the, you could say, not Sean Ray, but what's his name? Well, Rhino Bunny. Flex Willow look.
Yes. A little bit. I wouldn't put him up in that category.
When I see him and had the muscle balls and everything, I stuck out. I was like, he was a clear winner from jump. Yeah. It wasn't if and buts about it, but I think some of them other places was a little screwed up, but like I said, I'm not a judge.
Right. No, and you never profess to be one. Now, I was asking Chris Aceto, we were talking on the phone, and we said, who would have won Ben White from last year, the Tampa Pro champion, or Marius Adone? And both of us had thought that you would have beat him probably because you had more size.
If I could have pulled it this year, if I would have came in the same size and had my back pulled in a little tighter, yes, I would have beat him. But if I would have came in exactly like I did last year, I think he would have got me on conditioning.
Yeah, maybe. It's debatable. There really was no one challenging him there, so I think he does look really good. I was always a fan of his physique. I helped him back when he was an amateur. And I think that he appeared probably better than he was also because of the fact that there was a real lack of competition there or anyone that would consider, a serious threat. But, hats off to him, definitely. You know, it's always good to see a new champion out there. It seems like we've been getting a lot of first-time champions crowned this year. You were, like, one of the first ones last year. And do you think that that's good for the sport? Do you think that means there's new blood coming into it?
There's new blood coming into it, but it's always next year. I mean, I did win, so eventually I'm coming back to defend my title. It just didn't happen to be this year.
Yeah, well, you had some personal issues you went through. It wasn't the best year for you in terms of focusing on your training. And, guys have off years. They have off shows. It happens in the sport. Has it mentally affected you at all, or are you still just as focused as ever and as hungry as ever?
I mean, in the beginning, I mean, everything, you just have to deal with certain things, and eventually I had to make up in my mind what I wanted to do, and bodybuilding is what I wanted to do, so it's back to the old way of thinking and training, and basically a hermit life. My life revolves around the gym, the grocery store, home, that's it. I don't have friends no more. I cut everybody loose and I'm focused more than ever to redeem myself and not let my fans down and hopefully give them a good place and the show coming up.
Because I can relate to this, obviously, having been a bodybuilder myself. Is it hard to explain to other people outside is what it takes to be a champion, because you know your friends are always like, oh, let's go out, and as a bodybuilder you have to kind of say no a lot of times, and you have to just chill out, stay in the house, and really not have as much fun maybe as you might want to, and there is a component of sacrifice, and I think a lot of bodybuilders might get depressed sometimes because when they do make all these sacrifices and then they don't do as well as they should do or they wanted to do, it's kind of depressing in a sense.
Yeah, but it's always still in your mind that you could have did more. And I mean, I can see where I could have did this and I could have did that. But now I'm back focused where I'm supposed to be at. And we'll see in a couple of weeks. But right now, the biggest thing ahead of me is this Pro versus Pro Deadlift thing.
Well, that is coming up in less than a week, and or actually a little bit more than a week, I should say. We got the 4th of July coming up first. Talk to me a little bit about... Stan Efferding set the raw bench press, powerlifting total several months back. Do you ever see yourself competing against him in any kind of strongman or powerlifting type setup at the Olympia, or are you kind of like over that already?
I mean, to tell you the truth, if I can't make it as a bodybuilder, I beat Stan. But right now, I'm a bodybuilder, so... That's what my mind is at. It's not on powerlift. I don't care how much weight he left. He's what, 50, 60 years old? I still got time.
Now, some would argue that when you were doing your powerlifting against him, you were at your best as a bodybuilder. Is there any truth to that?
If I was at my best, I would have won. I didn't win, did I?
Well, you know, you won last year. I'm saying when you were doing all your powerlifting, you know, when you were competing against Stan last year, that's when you were at your best as a bodybuilder. So was the powerlifting training helpful as you needed for the bodybuilding? You think it pushed you a little more?
I mean, anytime you lift heavy weights, you want to get bigger and bigger. But the whole thing is I haven't done it for a couple of years now, and I need my body to rest. But at the same token, I know the limit of my body.
Right. Do you feel that you can't do that kind of lifting anymore, or it's too dangerous?
No. I can do it, but it's going to take us some build-up time. So by the time I come back next year, they'll see what the time I did to get bigger. And I will be around the 265 pound mark and shred it. So they'll see what happens when I have a whole year off. Nobody here Ben White. Ben White disappears. He fell off the face of the earth. Where is Ben White now? And then I show up, and they're like, oh, there he is. Who is that?
All right, well, Ben, we're looking forward to seeing you in a little more than a week out on Long Island at Lindenhurst, New York, at the All Natural Gym for Bros vs. Pros 7 Deadlift Challenge. That's going to be on Sunday, July 10th. There'll be the special grudge match, Ben White versus Dave Watson, 405 in the deadlift, and then all comers will be welcome to challenge the showstopper himself for the title of $2,000 in prizes, plus the Precision Peptides gift packages. Ben, thanks for stopping by and updating us.
Thank you, Dave. Anytime.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RXMuscle.com.
You are hardcore. That's why BBX Redline Ultra Hardcore is scientifically formulated with a patented tri-action liquid and micro-tab delivery system designed to deliver hardcore fat-burning actives into the body in as little as 45 seconds and lasts for hours. This makes Redline Ultra Hardcore the fastest-acting, strongest-stacking, longest-lasting fat burner ever assembled. You are hardcore. That's why you need Redline Ultra Hardcore. Visit VPXSports.com today for a free sample of Ultra Hardcore.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to tadthedietcoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to tadthedietcoach.com or send an email to info@tadthedietcoach.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved.
Isolate and grow with the Isolator. The Isolator is a unique device that allows you to target muscle groups like never before. Ever wanted to get that perfect contraction right in the belly of the muscle to stimulate new growth? The Isolator can do just that. Can't seem to bring up your chest or back? The Isolator will help you get those new muscle gains. The Isolator is hands-free, so your grip isn't affected. That means if you have any nagging injuries, such as joint or rotator cuff pain, or problems with your grip, then the Isolator will have you back in the gym today. The Isolator follows your natural range of motion without being locked into a machine or at the mercy of those old school hand grips and rigid pull down bars. That means you can still do bench presses, pull downs, rows, flies, and whatever other movement you normally do, but with greater stimulation and a lot less stress on your joints. To find out more about the Isolator, visit isolatorfitness.com. Check out the videos and see the Isolator in action. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. Visit isolatorfitness.com.
Shaker Pro has designed the most innovative shaker in the fitness and bodybuilding world. Shaker Pro is the only shaker where the powder and liquid are stored separately and mixed together at the exact moment you desire. Mixing occurs in the closed Shaker Pro system. That means no more mess, just a perfect shake guaranteed. Preparation takes place anytime, anywhere, in the car, at work, or in the locker room. No need to transport separate ingredients with you. The Shaker Pro is an all-in-one solution for everyone with an active lifestyle. The patented Shaker Pro chamber system guarantees that the mixing and blending of the ingredients will always produce a perfect shake every time. Simply twist, shake, and enjoy. Find out more about the Shaker Pro at 4sportlife.com. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
From bikini to bodybuilding, CJ's Elite Custom Competition Suits is where the pros go. Founder and creator Cynthia James, known to the physique world as CJ, has been customizing suits for over 20 years with a unique combo of style, fit, and bling. CJ is the official suit creator for Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, and being an IFBB Pro official and NPC judge, CJ knows what it takes to present the perfect package on stage. CJ personally manufactures every suit she creates using only the highest quality Austrian-made Swarovski first-cut crystals for an unmatched stage presence. With CJ's Elite Custom Suits, no two designs are ever alike. Check out all of CJ's suits at cynthia-james.com, where you'll also find her latest bikini division suit innovations. CJ's Elite Custom Suits are what the pros wear. Jay Cutler, Tanji Johnson, Ava Cowan, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Trish Warren, and many more all know that CJ's Elite is the only way to go when it comes to top quality and innovative suits that fit every time. What are you waiting for? Visit cynthia-james.com right now and check out the new Men's Physique Division creations as well. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, it's where the pros go.
Hydrolyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydrolyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydrolyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostane RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to Invia. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com.
Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. Tee tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RX Muscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron
Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
All right, our next guest is a very, very good friend of mine for many, many years. He just last year won the NPC Masters Nationals, got his pro card there. This year did his very first pro show at the age of 46 years old. He did the New York Pro. He's my good friend, Dave Watson.
Hey, Dave.
Now, Dave, you know, we were talking the other day a little bit, and you know, about strength and everything like that. And after you did this New York Pro, your first pro show, which you looked phenomenal, probably the best I've ever seen you in your career. You know, wasn't maybe good enough to crack that top five. Obviously, that's a whole new echelon of bodybuilders you're going up against. But how do you account for the fact that at 43, I'm falling apart. At 46, you're the best you've ever been.
I don't know. I can't explain that one. I mean, my joints and everything is doing pretty damn good for my age. I mean, you know, the weight doesn't do so well as I'm walking, you know, my ankles and my knees and stuff. But otherwise, doing pretty damn good for 46.
You are.
I've been strong. Yeah, I've been stronger than ever the last couple times training. You know.
But you know what you do? You take care of yourself. You baby yourself. You go for chiropractic and physical therapy and massage.
Yeah.
You get all that stuff done on a regular basis.
Yeah, somewhat. I don't really get a chance. But yeah, most of the time I try to take care of that. Anytime I get a little aches, pains, and hit their own office and on the way home. And he takes care of me.
Dr. Earl and Castro, you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, back in the day, we used to deadlift and squat together all the time, 600-pound deadlifts routinely, 500, you know, 600-pound squats routinely. I stopped doing it. You're still doing it. And because of that, you know, we had one of our pros back out of this Bros versus Pros 7 challenge. Ben White said he'd step in. And then when I mentioned to you that, you said, well, I'd like to do it too. And I said, I actually kind of prompted you to do it. But you you told me that you were stronger than you've ever been. So I thought it would be a great idea to pit you and Ben White up against each other, as well as against all the other bros that will be coming down to test their wares against you guys. Do you think he could take Ben? I know you've seen him lift before.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him lift. I watched him lift. I think I could take him. Even the old man could still lift off the floor. I did that. I told you. I was talking about lifting off the floor after a full back workout at 6:30 in the morning.
That's right.
So, you know, a little more meals than me and a little more awake. I should be even better.
Now, you train with the young guys over at Deer Park and Smithtown Golds there, and you're always shutting their mouths in the gym, that's for sure.
Yeah, they don't train like we used to. You know, I try to still keep up the same routine and everything I used to do back in the day. You know, that's the same deadlifting, squatting, bend over rows, dumbbell rows, you know, all the basic movements, you know. And we had the machines in there too, but you know, it's mostly that.
The last time we did Bros versus Pros at Deer Park Golds, there Ben got 18 reps with 405. Can you beat that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, I just did a whole back workout and it was 6:30 in the morning. So yeah, what I have, I had a scoop of peanut butter and a shake for a meal before I went down to the gym. So you put a couple more meals in me and a little more rest. I think I can definitely get 20-25 in there.
And
my breathing is okay. You know, my weight went up a lot, so I'm a little bit harder breathing right now, but should be all right.
The first time we held that show, that contest, 26 reps won. This past time, it was 36 reps. Derek Poundstone, he won't be there this time. People don't realize how tough it really is out there. And, you know, I want to just throw one more point out there to bury Ben White a little bit more after hearing him talk some smack. He didn't finish the show at New York Pro, so technically you beat him in the New York Pro show.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He looked like he was in a bad mood. He looked like he was in a good mood at all. When I told someone backstage, he didn't look too happy.
I think he didn't feel
I don't know if it's because of the way he thought he was going to place, or he just knew he didn't look good, I guess. I don't know.
So in the calendar year 2011, you're 1-0 against Ben White, so in competition. So he's going to have to redeem himself. That's right.
We'll get him again.
The crafty veteran here is gonna try to outlift him.
I'm the old man.
That's
I'm
right.
The old man in the gym now.
No one expects anything. Those are the most dangerous guys, I always say. The guys that that have nothing to lose.
Yeah. So long as I can walk out of there standing straight up, I'll be all right.
No injuries. We want no injuries.
Exactly. No standing straight up. No punched over stuff. I've been into it. My back has been actually pretty damn good, I got to say. You know, and when you start getting weight back from the show and all the water goes into the joints and stuff, a little more cushion, but also like the breathing, I think, not too good.
Yeah, but when you're that big, it's hard to breathe. That's why I downsized a little bit.
Like you say, those guys doing 36, that's amazing.
And they're big guys. People don't realize those big strongman guys are in good shape cardiovascular-wise. They may be heavy, but they're in good cardiovascular shape.
I see them. I know when I do it, I'm probably laying on the floor breathing like a locomotive.
But we know that, Dave, when there's going to be people screaming your name there, and because this is your hometown, you grew up right next to Lindenhurst. So you're
West Battle Lindenhurst, on the corner of the borderline there.
So you're going to have your hometown there, the advantage. Ben White's coming all the way from Albany. I think that you might have a little bit more crowd lifting up, you know, effect, or the home field advantage, if you want to call it.
Yeah, we got a lot of people coming down there. Hopefully my training partner will be able to make it.
We got to get Jerry Scalise to come down, too.
The time is, what is that, 2 o'clock starts?
We start at 2 o'clock on Sunday, July 10th, at the All Natural Gym in Lindenhurst, New York, yeah.
Now, is that the one, that's the one on Hoffman, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. We'll
put right the railroad tracks.
Right, exactly. You yes. Ironically, and you can give us the history on this better than anyone probably, originally that was a drug-tested gym, wasn't it? Like, just for natural guys?
Yeah, if you weren't allowed in there, yeah. You weren't allowed in there. They actually gave me a hard time when I went in there. My ex-wife was joined up there and went in there, and they're like, the people get a little upset that you're training here. I'm like, really? I was like, why? You know, they intimidate me. I go, that wouldn't make me want to go harder if that's I right. see somebody else like that. So, well, yeah, that's how they were over there. Yeah, they used to drug test it. Urine test, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah, but they changed. Now it's a completely hardcore gym. I know Shauna Mendelson's over there running a lot of stuff, and they have a lot of strongman events. We're going to have a 30,000-pound fire truck pull, too. I think Ben said he would pull that against you as well. So, see who can pull that further and faster. You know, Dave, you've been training for so long, and we've talked about this before in past radio interviews. You had a gym called, what, Future Man, was it called?
Well, it was Future Man before I bought it, but when it turned to Future Physique, that's when I had it, so it's the Amy Fisher saga. It was off of Sunrise Highway, 4th Street from the Pasadena Mall.
That's right. Now, you bring up an important name, Amy Fisher, because I was just watching in the news the other day, and I see she's on that new Celebrity Rehab show.
Boy. Anything to get their name or faces out there is amazing what they do.
Dave, back in the day when she was there, I guess she was, what was she, underage? She had to be 16 training?
Yeah,
there?
She was 16, 17.
Did you think?
My father had signed her up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he signed her up for the membership. And then I came in and I see her upstairs with my partner up in upstairs. I'm like just shaking my head. I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, your partner, Paul, was having conjugal relations with her?
I didn't actually see it, but I can only guess that's
what's going on. Did you know did you know that this was going to be a girl who was going to be a train wreck the rest of her life and get into all kinds of crazy stuff?
Yeah, she kind of had a mouth on her for a little kid. I was 23 maybe, 24.
Right.
She was like that, and she had a mouth, and she talked very down to older, to me, I'm older than her. So, the way she talked, I just didn't care for her. So, yeah, from the beginning, she was a little bit of white trash.
Yeah, at 16 years old, nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't surprise you that she's in rehab now?
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's funny, my cousin had purchased her parents' house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, keep her in the family.
That's right. So they still live there, your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin still lives there, yeah.
Wow, that's funny. Wait, I'm sure our parents took off out of town probably after all that happened.
Oh, yeah. I think they got divorced.
Oh.
My parents, yeah. And she did a world of damage for those years.
Yeah, and she's still doing it, evidently. She did. Yeah. She was in pornos for a while. Then she did pornos for a while, right? When she
her and her husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty scary because he's an older guy and not in the greatest shape.
No. Now she's in Celebrity Rehab. I guess she's trying to reinvigorate.
I didn't even know that. I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I was watching it the other day. It totally looks like she doesn't belong there. Like she's just doing it for the publicity, you know?
That's what she always did, though. Yeah. Get the face out there.
Her and Joey Buttafuoco, stars.
Yeah, Joey, I gotta tell you, in all the years that he was there, he was always very nice to me. He didn't have that. The way he talks, do you hear him talking now? That's the way he used to talk back then.
Well, you guys had a lot in common back then. He had a body repair shop, so you guys kind of were in the same business.
Yeah. I know I'm not great, but I knew him a little, mostly from the gym, obviously.
Was he a good body repair guy, or were they terrible?
I be honest with you, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I told you that. I really don't know.
All right, well, you're going to be coming down to the All Natural Gym in Lindenhurst, New York. That's on Long Island, July 10th. Dave will be lifting against not only Ben White, but against anyone who shows up, pretty much any gym bro who thinks he's got the medal to defeat an IFBB pro bodybuilder. There'll be $2,000 cash on the line, as well as gift certificates from Precision Peptides, other goodies that have been donated by all the other supplement sponsors. And it's going to be a really good day, so I'm encouraging everyone out there listening to come down and watch the old guy, Dave Watson, go up against Ben White head to head.
We'll be there.
All right, Dave. One and only, good friend Dave Watson. We'll see you next week.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RXMuscle.com.
You are hardcore. That's why VPX Redline Ultra Hardcore is scientifically formulated with a patented tri-action liquid and micro-tab delivery system designed to deliver hardcore fat-burning actives into the body in as little as 45 seconds and lasts for hours. This makes Redline Ultra Hardcore the fastest acting, strongest stacking, longest-lasting fat burner ever assembled. You are hardcore. That's why you need Redline Ultra Hardcore. Visit VPXSports.com today for a free sample of Ultra Hardcore.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved.
Isolate and grow with the Isolator. The Isolator is a unique device that allows you to target muscle groups like never before. Ever wanted to get that perfect contraction right at the belly of the muscle to stimulate new growth? The Isolator can do just that. Can't seem to bring up your chest or back? The Isolator will help you get those new muscle gains. The Isolator is hands-free, so your grip isn't affected. That means if you have any nagging injuries, such as joint or rotator cuff pain, or problems with your grip, then the Isolator will have you back in the gym today. The Isolator follows your natural range of motion without being locked into a machine or at the mercy of those old school hand grips and rigid pull down bars. That means you can still do bench presses, pull downs, rows, flies, and whatever other movement you normally do, but with greater stimulation and a lot less stress on your joints. To find out more about the Isolator, visit isolatorfitness.com. Check out the videos and see the Isolator in action. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. Visit isolatorfitness.com.
Shaker Pro has designed the most innovative shaker in the fitness and bodybuilding world. Shaker Pro is the only shaker where the powder and liquid are stored separately and mixed together at the exact moment you desire. Mixing occurs in the closed Shaker Pro system. That means no more mess, just a perfect shake guaranteed. Preparation takes place anytime, anywhere, in the car, at work, or in the locker room. No need to transport separate ingredients with you. The Shaker Pro is an all-in-one solution for everyone with an active lifestyle. The patented Shaker Pro chamber system guarantees that the mixing and blending of the ingredients will always produce a perfect shake every time. Simply twist, shake, and enjoy. Find out more about the Shaker Pro at 4sportlife.com. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
From bikini to bodybuilding, CJ's Elite Custom Competition Suits is where the pros go. Founder and creator Cynthia James, known to the physique world as CJ, has been customizing suits for over 20 years with a unique combo of style, fit, and bling. CJ is the official suit creator for Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, and being an IFBB Pro official and NPC judge, CJ knows what it takes to present the perfect package on stage. CJ personally manufactures every suit she creates using only the highest quality Austrian-made Swarovski first-cut crystals for an unmatched stage presence. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, no two designs are ever alike. Check out all of CJ's suits at cynthia-james.com, where you'll also find our latest bikini division suit innovations. CJ's Elite Custom Suits are what the pros wear. Jay Cutler, Tangi Johnson, Ava Cowan, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Trish Warren, and many more all know that CJ's Elite is the only way to go when it comes to top quality and innovative suits that fit every time. What are you waiting for? Visit cynthia-james.com right now and check out the new men's physique division creations as well. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, it's where the pros go.
Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostain RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India, featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes: Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world, with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com.
Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from, and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. Tee tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RXMuscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes: Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron
Sirens. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio
shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
All right, our next guest is one of the main sponsors of the Bros vs. Pros 7 Deadlift Challenge and Fire Truck Pull. He's the owner and operator of At Large Nutrition, a prominent member on the RX Muscle Forums. I'd like to welcome Chris Mason.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
Well, Chris, I want to just first off thank you for helping us make Bros vs. Pro 7 a reality coming up this Sunday, July 10th in Lindenhurst, New York at the All Natural Gym.
Well, you're very welcome, and it's a hell of a concept. I really like it. I think it's a great thing for your website, and it's a great promotional vehicle, and it's pretty cool overall.
What's your background? You've always sponsored and backed powerlifting and strongman type events. What's your background in that genre?
Well, I compete on occasion, very rare occasion, because my business doesn't allow me to do much. I barely have enough time to train, but in powerlifting, the biggest kind of link I have is, here's a long story short. I started training when I was about 17 for football. First love was bodybuilding. Was into bodybuilding for years and years. Obviously got married, had to get a job. Kept training for pleasure, and eventually started this company and did that on the side actually for a few years until I built it up enough to do it full time, and that was that. But in terms of powerlifting, probably I was always, I consider myself, what you could say, like a power bodybuilder. I wanted bodybuilding, I wanted to be big, look good, that sort of thing. But I also was always really interested in strength. And in the last, I don't know what it is, 4 or 5 years, I've really kind of, gone to the side of strength more, kind of become my focus. And then during that time, I met Louis Simmons, actually through my business. And just long story short, got to be friends with him and his wife and was given the opportunity to get up there and train. And, that just kind of snowballed into really my passion for the sport and doing what I can to support it when possible.
Well, not many people nowadays, they're so afraid of being an extreme type company. And I guess you can't get much more extreme than calling your company At Large Nutrition.
Yeah, right.
Who came up with that name?
Yeah, that was actually my business partner. His name is Daniel Cleffer, my former business partner. I bought him out earlier this year. But, the name was his idea, and I liked it. I thought it sounded good. It was something different, you have a company, when you're trying to come up with names, there's always, you got to find something that's maybe a little bit different that hopefully is kind of easily remembered and that sort of thing. So that was we kind of went with that and stuck with it. I get no great story behind it other than he came up with it. I said, yeah, that sounds good enough to me.
You should have done is you should have gone around telling people your name was Chris Large.
And, that's right.
And that's why it's called At Large.
I renamed myself.
That's right. No one would have known.
That's right.
Could have been your stage name.
There you go.
Now, because of... exactly.
Go ahead, sorry.
Because of you and your backing of the show, we are doing a, in addition to the deadlift challenge, we'll do 405 pounds for reps for the men. And the women will be doing 150 pounds for reps, as well as some pull-ups and some curls. But we're also going to have a fire truck pull, which is going to be a 30,000-pound fire truck that will have to be pulled a certain distance. Mike Jenkins, who was the Arnold Strongman runner-up behind Brian Shaw this past year, will be representing the pro strongman in this event. And I was hoping we were going to get you down there so I could get you to pull the truck, too.
I don't know if I think I might fall apart if I tried to do that.
Yeah.
I can deadlift and squat, but I don't know about pulling trucks. I think I'll leave that to the strongman guys. But that guy's a hell of an athlete. I mean, but that Arnold Classic show is no joke. That's and I actually always really liked that particular show because it's one of the few strongman shows that, at least originally, they really focused. This guy named, you probably know who Terry Todd is.
Sure, of course.
He was a guy that they brought in, like I guess you'd say, as a consultant to help kind of design it. Mm-hmm. And they really designed it for brute strength. In other words, some of the other strongman stuff has got a more, I won't say aerobic, that's probably a stretch, but a conditioning aspect to it.
Yeah.
Whereas the Arnold was always about, who's the friggin' strongest.
Sure.
And so anyway, I digress. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree with you. But I like the fact that there's like a variance between the Arnold versus the World's Strongest Man versus some of the other ones. It makes people, makes it more, it's like Wimbledon versus the Australian Open versus the U.S. Open, in terms of surfaces that these guys play on.
Yep.
I was hoping that you'd pull the fire truck against Aaron Singerman and beat him, but you're going to be traveling that weekend.
I got no comment on that one.
You think you can take him?
I'll leave that one alone.
You don't think you can take him?
I think I could take it.
All right,
I'll leave it at that.
He's pretty strong. I gotta tell you, he's got no legs though, so you probably have trouble with that.
I've seen his dumbbell presses. He's big, not bad. I'll give him some credit. He'd actually push it all the way to the top, though. I don't know. I'm not sure what he'd do, but that's just a little jab, and I'll leave it at that.
No, but like an event like the fire truck pull has got to be a lot of leg, I would assume.
Oh, absolutely, legs, hips. Yeah, that's all. Kind of posterior, well, not even posterior chain, but that whole lower body horsepower. I mean, you got to have some upper body because I assume they'll be pulling on a rope. But that's a big time. That's a kick your ass event. If he does that, I'll have a lot of respect for him. How's that?
I'll make him do it. So
it's part of his commitment.
I won't pay him otherwise. His salary for the month.
Tell him no damn food if he doesn't do it.
That's right. Now, your company at large is located in Charlottesville, Virginia, and
correct.
How long has it been in existence now?
About eight years, just over 8 years now.
So you've been around for a while then.
Yeah. Started off real, real piddly, real small, and kind of built it up slowly but surely. I've had, I'd say, it's that old adage of, sometimes it's, luck's the better part of success. I've had, I'd like to think I work hard, et cetera, but I've also had some luck in terms of things that I've been able to do to build the business. So,
are you one of these guys that was selling the stuff out of the trunk of his car at one point?
Yeah, not quite that bad, but close to it.
We all got to start somewhere, that's what I say.
That's right.
Now, your protein is pretty popular. I think, what was it, Men's Health voted it the best protein?
Yeah, and that's that. That's part of that luck component I just described. We've been really, really fortunate.
Make
a long story short.
Go ahead.
I don't know, a few years ago, we started getting, we're an online business primarily. So if you order from us, you have to create an account. We say, how'd you hear about us? So, kind of track advertising, that sort of thing. Anyway, we started getting a bunch of these people ordering nitrine. They're saying Men's Health Magazine. I'm going, what's that? So finally, I emailed the customer. I said, what do you mean? So they said, well, you're in the such and such issue and blah, blah, blah. So I ran to the Barnes & Noble and I bought it. I'm like, well, I'll be damned. There we are. And I think the nutshell is one of the guys is a guy named Jeff Olick, who they contract. He's a PhD researcher, a real bright guy. But anyway, he's like one of these contributing authors. And he was also a powerlifter at one point. I'm guessing he heard about us, in that way, and tried the stuff and liked it. And they had this article about how a combination of whey and casein is superior to just whey. And since our product is whey and casein with also some egg, it fit the bill, so to speak. And I think they respect the fact that we go to pretty great lengths to try and make a quality product anyway. So long story short, they didn't talk to me about it. They just stuck us in there, and God bless them, because it's obviously been a big boon to my business. And they've been real kind to me ever since. They've picked our protein best for men 3 years in a row. Wow. They recommended our creatine. They recommend, they put us in books on their website and in the magazine. They've really, just been great to us, and I can't say enough about how much I appreciate it. And I guess in a way, it's one of those things where you feel like it's nice to be recognized for your hard work, so to speak.
Of course. And Scott Conley was a big proponent of whey case and egg blends.
Guy I respect a lot.
His was in a meal replacement shake, and he believed digestion and assimilation times was a good way to,
Sure, that was back in the day. I mean, how old are you now, roughly?
I'm 43.
I'll be 41, whatever, next week. So, about the same thing. I mean, back in the day, early days, I remember the metrics ad and the Muscle Media 2000, all that kind of.
I was living off metrics back then. That was the only good thing out there. And then all these companies popped up after that, so.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes, isn't it? You make something good, everybody's going to copy it.
Well, I think that most people made, the people who made their money off of metrics all went and started their own companies. Labrada worked for metrics. He made his money and then started Labrada. What's his name? Phillips obviously went and started EAS. And there was a lot of other branch offs of people who worked there that started their own company as well. So,
you're right.
The metrics.
It is. they saw the dollars and said that they, you know, said they want a little piece of pie.
Well, they took the business model and the formulation, and they kind of copied it, and they did their own thing, and that's where everything came from. A lot of people don't even realize that. You know, it's funny because you mentioned Dr. Scott Conley, and anyone in our age range would look at him, look up to him almost as like the president of the United States. And you know, kids 23 under 25 years old don't even know the name; they don't even know who he is. So,
yeah, it's funny how the world changes.
Yeah, right. Then you makes us feel old.
Yep, exactly.
So nitrine is the best tasting or best protein voted by Men's Health. That's a pretty cool accolade. Now you also have a really good pre-workout. I know that's selling pretty well. In fact, it's sold so well that you have no more left. You were telling me. Talk to me about what this XL is all about.
Yeah, well, it's a new product that we released. I don't know, just a few, probably about a month ago, and replaced a couple of products that I'd had that, you know, sold okay, but nothing to get excited about. And make a long story short, just, you know, I kind of was basing the sales off a combination of the previous two and upping a little bit. And, I mean, I literally outsold what the other two would sell in a month's period of time by four times.
Wow.
And just kind of, yeah. So I had an initial product run and you know, I had enough supplies to do that run, et cetera. And then that was that. So sold out of it, unfortunately. But we got another big batch coming here, so we'll get it back up there. It's a really good product. I mean, the main, it's got, you know, nootropic in it. It's got obvious stimulants, et cetera. What I say to people, what's good about the product is it gives you a nice, smooth energy delivery. It's not going to jack you out of your mind so you're bouncing off the walls. You just have a nice, kind of smooth delivery of energy, a good mental focus. Now, the nootropic takes probably a good 3 or 4 weeks to really kick in properly. But once it does, it's a nice feeling of like say focus, kind of clarity is the best way to put it. And it's a very unique product. You know, we have ingredients that not, well, I won't say nobody else has, but nobody else has the combination and the dosing. So I would encourage your membership there. If when the time comes here in the next week or so, we get it back live on the site, check it out and give it a try, see what you think.
So, Chris, explain to me a little bit about some of these ingredients and what they're actually doing to the person as they're taking this as a pre-workout type product.
All right. So we've got Bacopa Monnieri extract. That's a plant extract. And in a nutshell, it increases cognition, increases learning ability, speeds up learning. Improves recollection. So in other words, if you read a list of numbers, your ability to recite those numbers back improves, things like that. Proven in studies. It's also called Brahmi is another name for it. And most of this stuff after it's dosing of about a gram, after 3 to 4 weeks, they saw these mental improvements. And so my idea relative to the inclusion of it, I was looking for something that, you know, again, has been shown to work to improve essentially mental clarity. I want to do something that would help you focus when you trained.
Right.
And obviously cognition, you know, recollection, et cetera, is all indicative of an enhanced ability to focus. You're not going to remember things better unless you were better able to focus on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the thought process behind including that ingredient.
Gotcha.
Wanted to go easy on the stimulants, so I just went with caffeine and Hydrus, a couple hundred milligrams.
Okay, I'm
again, like that. You were like you were talking about a few minutes ago, in terms of, you know, none of this proprietary crap. So I don't get into, you know, trying to rename, you know, anything or call it anything other than what it is. So and that's actually a nice thing. If you go to our website and you click on any of the products, and you click on the supplement facts section, it outlines exactly what's in the product, in exact dosing, et cetera.
Excellent. That's good, because people like to see these things, and they want to know what they're putting in their body, and I think that's important, and you're not hiding anything, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the goal. Now, I also mentioned, but we also have berberine sulfate in the product, at a little over a gram dosing, and you're correct in your recollection that it's an alkaloid. And the long story short, I'll put the caveat here, and this one is, I put it in there for potential more than I'm going to say absolute solid science behind it. But the long story short is it may help with differentiation of adipocytes. In other words, essentially formation of new fat. So, and this is, again, in vitro, so in other words, in the petri dish, so to speak, it's been shown to disrupt cell differentiation of adipocytes. So you essentially don't get the maturation, if you will, of those cells into full-blown adipocyte or fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think it helps lower cholesterol, too, doesn't it?
It may have cholesterol-lowering effect. I mean, there's a lot of, what do you want to say, a lot of potential benefits that are tied into it. But in terms of the reason I included it in the product, I wanted to go with that, because to me, a couple of things. One, it's very unique. There's nothing else that I know of that has that. Now, there may be something else in the market, but not that I've ever heard of or know of. And two, it's obviously a very interesting premise. In other words, if in vivo, in other words, if in live mammals, human beings specifically, it works like it does in vitro, that's a pretty damn good possibility. And there's no negative. And that's another thing, too, and I'm actually kind of glad we went over this. I make it a point, in other words, if I include an ingredient, I'm not going to put anything in that has negative side effects associated with it, or at least anything significant. You know, in other words, everything has...
You take too much of it, sure.
You know, dry mouth, that kind of stuff, but nothing that could harm anyone's health. And so, to me, if it's not harmful and it's got a potential benefit, in this case, a potential, you know, wonderful benefit, then it's worthy of inclusion. The rest of the stuff is more definitive. You know, green tea extract that has a lot of science behind it,
sure,
helping with fat loss. Obviously, the caffeine anhydrous for a stimulant. That's pretty straightforward. Chromium, more for supporting effect. I mentioned the berberine. Then you've got the Caralluma cimbriata extract. And that helps with, at least in studies, with food intake. In other words, appetite suppression.
Gotcha.
Basically, people that took that in the dose included in the product over time reduced food intake, increased satiety, in other words, and had decreased waist circumference.
Well, it seems like this is not only a pre-workout, it's a pre-workout fat-burning agent. Is that what it is.
Yeah, to be all specific. Right. And I did it for both purposes. But
gotcha.
I wanted to... The pre-workout aspect, the stimulant and the focus aspect of it was kind of like something I wanted to focus on. But because I was replacing two other products that were thermogenics, I wanted to include that component as well.
All right. Well, I'm going to try. You'll have to send me some. Try out your XL. And you actually have a new Nitrine Plus that's out, which is basically your same formula, your nitrine formula that was voted best protein by Men's Health, with a little added dose of leucine in there. So if people want to try the new one out, that's called Nitrine Plus. And all these products can be purchased at your website, right, at www.atlargenutrition.com?
Correct. And that's actually the primary place where you go. We've got some gyms, CrossFit affiliates, whatnot, that carry our stuff, but 99% of our business is done online.
So you're direct to market.
Correct.
Uh-huh. But you probably make a lot more money, because once you start going to distributors, everyone wants a piece of the action. You
know? Everybody gets a piece, don't they? Yeah.
They certainly
do. I mean, honestly, you know, my one of these days, because that's your ultimate growth potential. But until now, I've kind of resisted it just for that reason. Not so much. A couple of things. Kind of a price control. You know, once you get into distributors, you really have very little control over what people are going to charge,
sure,
in a retail establishment, et cetera. You know, and then it becomes an issue of where do you want to spend your money, basically, to get with distributors and get people to care. Unless you've got friends, you know, it's going to cost you a hell of a lot of money.
Right.
Because, well, they don't care about how good the product is. They care about how many people you're going to push into their store,
right,
basically,
right,
or potentially.
That's exactly it. You're right. So it's a brutal business. There's a lot of competition out there.
It's a brutal business. Yeah, right.
Now,
so, you know, go ahead.
Who do you think is going to... Let's get back to this Bros versus Pro 7 deadlift challenge. Ben White will be showing up. He's going to be... Not only is he going to be defending some of his titles against these hungry bros, but he's going to be going up against a friend of mine who's also another IFBB pro bodybuilder, Dave Watson, in a showdown of sorts. Special little side bet I got going, who's going to be the best pro there. How many reps in your mind is Ben White going to get with 405? You want to make a prediction?
I'll make a prediction for you.
Okay.
I think he's pulled in a meet. His best pull in a meet was 700 or 720. What did
he do?
Like
720 or something like that.
Yeah, it was right around there. So he should be good. He should be good for at least 23, 24 reps.
All right.
Now, if he's training for it, it all depends. You know how that goes. If you train for, like, and this is not the, but, like, I'm good for, well, I can pull mid-sevens
without straps. You put strap, my grip is my limiting factor. I can pull 8+ with straps, but I don't train, you know, obviously for reps.
Right.
But because of the fact that I can pull a pretty high, you know, maximal bid, if I try to, if I take 40, like I can take 405. I did it in the gym. Whatever your last bros versus pros when it was the 405, you know, you right. did that before.
Sure.
Whenever that was. Just for the hell of it, I wanted to see what I could do, and I think I got 27.
That's impressive, so, Chris. Very impressive.
Yeah, you know, and that's without training for it. Now, you know, and that's with no fucking endurance. Pardon my French.
Maybe you should come out here and defend throw your hat into the ring.
You know, I actually was planning on it, but I think my schedule, and this sounds like the cop out of the century, but I think my schedule pretty much. Maybe I'll do a video and stick it up there.
Yeah, but it doesn't count. You know, Eddie Moisen told us he could bench press 50 reps with 315.
That's right. Yeah, I know. I won't do it like reverse grip, though, I promise. I'll tell you what, though, he was pretty strong with that reverse grip, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, I was impressed. You know, to me that grip is really weird, and I don't know.
Oh yeah, it hurts your wrist.
The Barbarian brothers used to bench like
right. I think they were good for like, well, yeah, their ass was about 8 feet off the bench, but they were good for like what, high fours like that. I think
they were benching 5 for reps.
Is that right? Okay, yeah,
David was at least.
They were strong.
David Paul was. Yeah. I don't know, but Peter wasn't lifting as much, but David was very strong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we got the Bros vs. Pros 7, July 7th. That's on Sunday, the day after the Team Universe, out here at the All Natural Gym in Lindenhurst, New York. At Large Nutrition will be sponsoring the event and giving out some, you'll be sending some prize packages our way, obviously. And, you know, I want to just thank you, Chris, for not only supporting the challenge, but supporting the site. And I hope that all our listeners out there will go check out your great protein and your pre-workout, the Excel product, and all your products at largenutrition.com.
Well, I hope so too, Dave, and I appreciate the opportunity. And I enjoy working with you and supporting the event. I think, like I said, it's a cool event, and I wish you the best of luck. Keep doing them.
Thank you. Chris Mason of At Large Nutrition, www.atlargenutrition.com. Bros vs. Pros will be taking place Sunday, July 10th. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Well, Dave Palumbo's on vacation in Colorado. Chris Aceto is gathering all of his insulin knowledge and will be appearing on RX Power Hour in 2 weeks. Aaron Jubaka Singerman is in a coma, and I'm Jeff the Producer, sick as a dog in Long Island, reminding you that Bros vs. Pro 7 will be taking place this Sunday, July 10th at 2 p.m. at the All Natural Gym in Lindenhurst, New York. I'll be there, hopefully not as sick as I am now, along with Dave Palumbo and all the rest of the RxMuscle.com crew. We'll see you there. But for now, we're out of time. I'd like to thank our guests, the Showstopper, Ben White, IFBB Pro Dave Watson, and Chris Mason for stopping by. And until next week, remember, with Heavy Muscle Radio, the truth hurts.
Heavy Muscle Radio is a presentation of RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. Tune in next week at the same time for another round with Dave Palumbo only on Heavy Muscle Radio.